You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Whoopi Goldberg did The View from her living room on yesterday. I'm not saying I'm Whoopi, but why we here?
Don't start. We're here because we are the voice of the people.
Right, but the voice of The View did it from her building where she live.
This is what...
Well, The View ain't us.
I actually feel a little unsafe. I saw you sniffling a minute ago.
No, you didn't. Stop it. Tuesday, I was sneezing, but that quickly went away. I think it was just something in here. I'm extra good. Please believe me. I'm looking for any excuse not to come in because you know management is on. If you sick in any type of way, don't come in. So I'm looking for
That's all
any,
I gotta say?
Yes. I'm looking for any excuse not to come in. Alright? Sound like Mr. Ed.
Now there's been 24 confirmed COVID-19 cases in Missouri. Third case in Jackson County was also confirmed on yesterday. Missouri Governor Mike Parson announced that the state's first death was a patient in Boone County. Many of the schools in our area have begun serving lunch and breakfast, sack lunches, and meal kits to its students. We'll get into more depth about that, which counties and where you can pick that up. We're all dealing with creating this new normal.
It can be difficult a little bit too because you're so used to having your freedom, going out whenever you want, taking things for granted, but now puts things in perspective a little bit.
If you're an introvert like me, this is your playground.
Until you're trying to go to the Jack Stack and get you something to eat, then you can't.
You call it in, go pick it up.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
620, look for highs in the upper 70s. A severe afternoon thunderstorm on the way. Cloudy in 63. Right now in Raytown, Shade, what's poppin'?
Erykah Badu announced that she will be doing a $1 quarantine concert series via her Instagram page.
She gonna be in the shower or something? I love
Why
that.
Would you disrespect her like
Why is that disrespectful? What?
Why would she need to be in the shower?
Because when you're at home, you sing in the shower. At least I do. A lot of people do.
That was a good cleanup. But no, you know you're being disrespectful right now.
No, not at all. I love Erykah Badu.
She's going to do it in her bedroom.
Ooh, even better.
You going to pay this dollar to see her concert?
Depending on what she's wearing.
Disgusting.
What?
You're gross.
You look good. You look good.
K. Michelle took to her Instagram to reveal that she's going through IVF during this coronavirus pandemic.
That's the, where she gets a surrogate? Something like that?
No. IVF is when you're getting, like, your eggs harvested and you're trying to implant the embryos back into your uterus so that you can have a baby.
Oh. It's deep.
I think she's in a relationship with somebody too, so this is good for her, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
John Legend says that he's going to be releasing a new album in 2020. You here for that?
Nah, I'm good.
You don't like John Legend?
Not my type of style, but he does what he do.
People like him, man. He's socially conscious and very politically active.
He gets playing your rock?
No. But respect.
It's cool. Right. You know, we're not disrespecting him or nothing. He's a good artist. He's done a lot of things. He just ain't for my ears.
Lil Baby is addressing drug abuse rumors. I guess some folk think that he's been looking drugged up on interviews.
Yeah. So he did an interview with the Breakfast Club, and there was a bottle of water in front of him as he was talking. And he was talking, and he picked up the bottle of water and, like, It looked like he poured it into an invisible glass. There was no glass there. But I don't know. It was in just some of the pictures that he takes. Sometimes his eyes would look different ways and stuff. Yeah, I don't know. I think people are just reading too much into it.
Well, all of that stuff sounds like that's a problem. It doesn't sound like people pouring something to an invisible cup. Eyes going crazy. Why would that be reading too much?
I just think he was preoccupied with the conversation that he was just kind of nervous trying to do something. I don't know. I like to give people the benefit of the doubt sometimes.
But you just can't make something up to try to help somebody, can you?
I'm just trying to work it out, think it through, that's all.
Well, I hope he's okay.
He'd be all right.
Vanessa Bryant is asking a judge to include their youngest daughter in Kobe's trust. Mm. This happened to one of my friends who passed away. She had her sisters listed as her next of kin and the heir to all of her stuff, and she was pregnant at the time, so her baby hadn't yet been born. Mm-hmm. So when she passed away, her sisters got everything because she hadn't had a chance to put her kid on as the beneficiary.
Right.
So that's what's going on with Vanessa Bryant. The new baby hadn't yet been put on their paperwork.
Baby's not even a year old, right?
Yeah, she's 9 months. Her name is Capri. And she was born, of course, after he had done the latest updates.
Wow.
You hear that?
Unfortunately, I think that's the sign for us to wrap it up.
I think this might be Jesus telling us we should go home.
That too.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
Why is it the first thing when somebody do when they get in your car is turn your radio down when they get in your car? I got to have to put a sign in my car to say, you are not allowed to be on your phone when you're in my car because I listen to my music loud all day. I don't like turning my radio down.
Keep my radio way past 10.
Well, that's why I'm mad, though. That's something like old people. They keep doing crazy stuff to me.
How old are you, Miss Cindy?
I'm about to do the big 38, though, so y'all invited to my birthday bash, you know what I'm saying? Strippers everywhere.
Nah, we
Brian, cool. you not taking Miss Cindy?
Hell no!
To her party?
She's taking herself, her and Kingsley, and her daughter.
No, why Brian? You keep on booming Mr. Kingsley? Then I'll tell you what me and Mr. Kingsley going through, and I don't know.
I think Brian wants to take you out. I think it would be dope if y'all wore the same color and kind of went like twins.
I ain't rocking it. I ain't wearing no red.
He got blue on today.
We crippin', bro. We twins.
We not twins. We ain't nothing. You just call into the show every once in a while.
Why
and
are you so fussy?
You
know you
that's
like
all.
You know you like Cindy like that.
Shay,
you know this.
Stop it. All right? I'm tired of it.
You know you love me, man. You know you love me.
No,
he
I
does.
Don't.
He asked me about you all the time.
What did Snoop say in 94? What did he say?
He gin said and juice? Ain't no fun if the homies can't have none.
Bye, Miss Cindy. Have a good day.
Bye, yo.
Oh, brother. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Now, you got too much dip on your chip.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Achoo!
Bebo Beats on the chat.
Move. You got coronavirus. Ooh. You got coronavirus. We ain't finna do with this coronavirus. I ain't finna take a trip with this coronavirus. Move. You got coronavirus. Ooh, you got coronavirus. We ain't finna do with this coronavirus. I ain't finna take a trip with this coronavirus. I'ma chill at the crib cause I'm safe here. I ain't even about to drink me a Corona beer. I'm about to stay at the crib for about a year. And I ain't coming back out until this clear. I done bought me a mask and a lot of gloves. And I still feel like that is not enough. I ain't shaking no hands, I don't wanna hug. Make sure you wash your hands with a lot of love.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. Your cousin back in the lab again, Brian. It's Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Good morning, 651. Look for highs in the upper 70s with a severe thunderstorm on the way. Cloudy at 63. Right now, KCI.
With schools closed in the Kansas City metro, some for the rest of the year. Local school districts are stepping up to provide meals for students during the coronavirus pandemic. Shawnee Mission School District will be offering free breakfast and lunch. beginning on March 24th to children ages 1 to 18. No reservations are required. The meals will be provided from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. Monday through Friday at Comanche Elementary, Rose Hill Elementary, Shawnahoe Elementary, and Hocker Grove Middle School. One breakfast, one lunch will be given to each student. KCPS, which will remain closed until at least April 6th, will be providing sack lunches and meal kits for KCPS students. They'll need their school ID to pick up the food and meals. They'll be distributed Tuesday, March 24th, and Thursday, March 26th, 7 to 11 a.m. and 1 to 6 p.m. at Northeast High School, Central High School, East High, and AC Prep. On Monday, they'll be available from 7 to 11 and 1 to 6, and Wednesday, April 1st, at Northeast, Central, East, and AC Prep as well. KC families who need direct delivery of food can contact the district via email at food@kcpublicschools.org or 816-418-3663. Lee Summit School District, also closed until April 6th, will be providing both drive-through and bus delivery service for meals. These will begin March 23rd. And I'm also going to post this up on all of our Hot 103 Jam social media pages so that you can reference it. Share it with your friends and family. This is not a concern for everybody. Some folks have been blessed and don't have to worry about how their children are going to eat during this time. But there are those who do have this as an issue. So let's try to share it and make sure that everyone's covered.
I'm so glad our school districts are stepping up to the challenge, because this is still a challenge with this virus going on. And I know you and I, this hits us personally. You had free lunch growing up. I had free lunch as well growing up. So, you know, we were those kids once upon a time.
From the time I entered school in kindergarten until the time I graduated in 12th grade, I had free lunch every year.
Yep.
That was just what it was. And so many of our local celebrities, Eric Stone Street, he just donated 100,000 meals to Harvesters. So it's a community effort.
Mm-hmm.
When something like this happens, it just makes an opportunity for me. Even though we're socially distancing, it's giving us an opportunity to help each other. You know, you got a little lack, let me step in and fill that for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that I would say has been one of the most wonderful parts about me moving to Kansas City, is actually seeing the heart of the people on display, especially in times of tragedy.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Netflix and quarantining happening. Some point, you watch everything you want to watch on the platform.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaned up everything in the house, organized the closets, caught up on all your reading. Then what?
Mm.
Start looking around the house. People getting on your nerves. That's when you go into a fantasy world. Well, that's at least what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So I started thinking to myself, if there was a celebrity, dead or alive, that I could be quarantined with, who would I choose? If it was just one, I was thinking Oprah would be nice for a multiple amount of reasons. By the time we get done out the quarantine, she's gonna wanna finance my life. She's going to take me away from this clocking in and out stuff that I do.
She's going to give you a small interest loan?
No, she's going to bring me into the fold. That's the way that I see this happening.
Okay.
I'll now be a part of the OWN Network, or I'll be on the staff of the OWN Magazine.
Mm.
At least I'll be Gail Part 2.
You could be a niece.
Now you're on the track with me, friend.
Okay.
So I was going there, and then I said, Michelle Obama would be nice. Mm. just because she's smart and I think we could talk about stuff. She's very fit. Maybe she could help me get my arms like hers. I don't know.
Wowzers.
Then I thought about Nas. Just because, you know, the cold, lonely nights.
So how tall you said you was again?
Okay, dream sequence for you, Brian. What celebrity, dead or alive, would you want to be quarantined with?
I'm going to get straight to the point with mine. Megan Thee Stallion, come on down. Come on through to the Bellagio. Come on through.
She has homework to do, even though they've closed up these colleges. She still got to finish that schoolwork.
She ain't got no homework. Right?
She do got homework.
School is over.
No, they doing it online.
Well, that'll take an hour. After that, you already know what time it is. I'm faded, feeling expirated.
What's good with you, baby? You got a little booty out there like that. You know what I'm saying? You act like you want somebody to holler at it.
Yes.
3 to 5 minutes.
That's worth it to me. 3 minutes is a one-round heavyweight fight. And a lot of dudes done got knocked out. All right?
They're better when they're thick. I don't want the weight going. Keep it on.
Keep it on.
I know y'all at home. Some of y'all not even on the way to work right now. If there was one celebrity, dead or alive, that you could be quarantined with, who would you choose?
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:22. Look for highs in the upper 70s with a possible thunderstorm coming up later on. Cloudy and 63 right now in Overland Park. Shade, what's popping?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Pisces friends. Entrepreneur and reality TV star Yandy Smith is 38 today. Member of the Pointer Sisters, Ruth Pointer, is 74. And a legend in the game, rapper Bun B, is 47.
Well, it's Bun B, baby, and I'm the king of moving chickens, not the finger licking. Thinking traders that be tricking, you need a swift kicking. Your rump is right for the biggest, now where's my pocket sticking?
Hey, happy birthday, everybody born on March 19th.
During a sit-down with Joe Budden on Pull Up, Omarion discussed his decision to dump B2K from the Millennium Tour.
First of all, we haven't been together in 15 years. And I'm meaning together in one space for 15 years. You know what I'm saying? We haven't been around each other. We're all on different paths. Everybody does something different. It was special for the fans. It was something that they really, truly wanted.
So if it was so special to the fans,
right,
how'd they end up kicked off the tour?
Because of the business. It was difficult. It was challenging for everyone to come to the table. The moment for us to come together for the fans, it happened. You know, and it's like, no, it did. It did. It happened. You know what I'm saying? It happened.
And it won't happen again.
Hey, Omarion has a second career when he's done singing and dancing. He needs to be a director of a PR firm because the way that he's handled this whole situation with B2K has been flawless.
It's above me now.
For real, though. Seriously.
Cardi B went on live on Tuesday, venting to fans that she's tired of being in quarantine and wants to know when we'll all be able to go back to our normal lives.
Because I need to know. I don't know if you could tell, but I'm losing my mind. I want to get dressed up. I want to put a lace front on. I want to put my expensive outfits, and I want to go out. And I can't.
Yeah, that's a totally different lifestyle for people like Cardi, who's so used to being around people, used to going out, putting on the dresses that she alluded to, and now you just at the crib, not doing nothing.
I'm happy to relax a little bit.
You ain't Cardi B.
You be busy a lot. Well, I'm not Cardi B by no stretch of the imagination.
But you do be busy. You get down. Yeah. You does your thing.
I'm happy having my rag on. As soon as the show's over, I'll be in my pajamas. On my couch. Yesterday, somebody brought me something over to the house, and I was chilling.
Coronavirus!
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Donald Trump has signed into law a legislation that will provide relief to Americans affected by COVID-19, also known as the coronavirus. It's called the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, which will include provisions offering paid sick leave for impacted workers and free COVID-19 testing. It's good news.
It's good. He's finally doing his job, huh?
With no end in sight, Brian, I've begun fantasizing. I'm not against this social distancing. Mm-hmm. I actually like it.
Okay.
So we're contemplating what celebrity, dead or alive, that we would want to be quarantined with.
Mm-hmm.
Last break, I told you about Oprah, Michelle Obama, Nas, and I started thinking about singers that have gone on to the by and by.
Mm.
And one that I think that I would like to hear in my house, and I could probably go for weeks with this person. I've never seen him in concert either.
Mm-hmm.
The one, the only, Luther Vandross.
Hey!
You know, some of the mid-tempo joints like this one, you know?
This is my joint right here. Oh, you waiting for it to kick in? Oh, okay, there we go. Don't you know that? Don't you know
that? After my love. That would be nice. Yeah. What about some of his ballads? I don't know. If about 11:45 at night, you know, we done ate up all the coronavirus snacks. Light a couple of my Bath and Body Works candles.
Oh, Lord.
I don't think Luther liked me like that, but I think I still would like to hear something.
A chair is still a chair.
Yes, Luther.
Even when there's no one sitting there.
Oh, shoot. Corona done. Wait.
Uh-oh.
I was trying to get to that note. I couldn't.
But
my daddy told me about Luther Vandross and his concerts. He said he blows the roof off the arenas.
Dead or alive, Brian, what celebrity?
Can I have two of them right now? Michael Jackson, of course, that's my dog. I will always love Mike. Stop it. And Nipsey Hussle. Because of his entrepreneurial spirit that he brought, I feel like he could teach me a whole lot of things.
All right, let's go to line three. What celebrity would you like to be quarantined with?
I'm 52, so I would like to be quarantined with Keith Sweat. That would just be perfect for me.
You don't think all that begging to get old after
Who
a while?
Cares? Who cares?
There you go, telling me.
Boy, come here.
You gonna be just like the lady that used to sit front row at the Apollo, huh?
Who cares? I feel a little sorry for her. But you know, that's not my problem. Sis like me wouldn't have failed or my wig wouldn't have came off. I'm just saying.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Who is this?
I'm just saying. My name's Crystal.
All right. Thanks so much for calling up.
All right. Thank you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
24 confirmed COVID-19 cases in Missouri. The third case in Jackson County now confirmed. Missouri Governor Mike Parson has also confirmed the state's first death, which was a patient in Boone County. It's a serious situation. Some folks are practicing their social distancing, self-quarantining if they're not feeling well. Spring breakers not paying attention at all, Brian, down in Florida.
They out on the beach. Come on, man.
I'm shaking my head because my niece is one of the spring breakers down there.
Really?
Yes.
And you haven't gotten your belt or a switch and taken a flight down there?
I couldn't get to her because she lives in Atlanta. She's in Miami. She's been posting pictures on her IG.
She need to chill out.
For real. When I talked to her last week and she told me, I said, niece, come on now.
I know the youth, you know, a lot of them think that, oh, life is going to last forever. Oh, this isn't going to affect me. Eh. It could.
That's one way to put it. Or like my grandma used to say, you don't believe fat meat greasy.
Yeah, that too.
We've been going into our dream state this morning, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Been going into the annals of our imagination. What celebrity, dead or alive, would you like to be quarantined with?
Well, I need to laugh a little bit. So I'm going to go with Bernie Mac.
Oh, that would be good.
And Robin Harris.
Dang.
Hilarious. I love them too, and I miss them dearly. They will provide endless jokes in this situation. What about you?
I've said Oprah. I've said Michelle Obama. Nas. What about the number one Capricorn? King Jesus!
Oh, that is cheating.
Why?
Everybody wants to meet Jesus.
Wait a minute. He is the true and living God. So he wouldn't fit with that. Okay.
Yeah, he's alive.
He's the true and living
God.
Okay. So who would you want to be quarantined with?
I would like to be locked in with Gerald LaVert.
Wow. That right there was the teddy bear.
Woo, yes, Lord. And that favorite, that last song just touches me every time.
Which one?
The one where he say if he can walk down the aisle to his song and he just wanted to make love to his song. And ooh, just his song.
You all right? You feel like the temperature done rose a little bit.
It has, and my husband just walked out of work.
Husband.
So I'm really feeling it.
My husband
of 22 years just walked out of work, but I'm saying it and he know it.
Yes.
Who is this?
Too Freaky.
Well,
we can tell.
All right, you have a good day, girl. Keep washing your hands.
Always.
Jams and the Morning Grind.
Yo, check this out.
Check it in.
You want it? Hey, we got it. Come get it.
With the hottest celebs.
Morning, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so much for calling in this morning. I'm from the hood, so we say Damon John, but I understand it's Damon.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's all good. Call me whatever you want. Call me what you want, but just don't call me Collect. We good. So.
I tell you, Brian, this man is a self-made millionaire. He changed the way fashion was in the late 90s, early 2000s with FUBU, Shark Tank, author, and just all-around good guy.
I can't tell you how many times I asked for your clothes for Christmas growing up, okay? For real, because all the kids was having it, and I was in the hood, too, so we didn't have a bunch of disposable income to be buying. But when I tell you FUBU was just the hottest thing out Kansas City in 1997, 98, 99 with the jerseys and the nice little shirts. Yes, I got plenty of whoopings over your clothes.
I appreciate the dedication. Thank you.
With the coronavirus, many are feeling powerless, Damon. And your new book, Power Shift, can actually help with that. I've read a couple of chapters and I was absolutely enthralled in the story, especially the one where you talked about your three-year-old and her already understanding what power is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we are born with this innate way to manipulate our environment because we get to see what works on people and others. But then somehow, some people believe that they're powerless and things are going away. So even in this situation, and I know that we are in a very, very challenging situation, so I hope everybody listening is healthy and their families are healthy. You have to be ready for a situation like this. And this is why I wrote the book. Now, I have a lot of subjects in the book, from Lindsay Vonn to Kris Jenner to Pitbull to Mark Cuban. And, okay, a lot of people can learn from that, but I think one subject I have in this book, one person I have in this book, this is an opportune time to talk about them. Her name is Crystal. She lives in Ohio. She went on maternity leave. She comes back after having the baby, tells her boss, I had a premature baby. It's a preemie. I can no longer give you 40 hours. Can I just give you 20 hours a week so I can take some time to be home with my baby? The boss says, screw you. You know what? I gave you maternity leave, so you either quit or do your job. I don't have time for this. That's not my problem. But in between that time of having the baby and going back to work, she learned about becoming a virtual assistant because times are changing now with Zoom and being virtual assistants. So what should she do now? She now gives me 20 hours a week. She's in Ohio, but actually due to this issue here. She gives me 35 hours a week, and thank God she's around. I value her. She gives another person 5 hours a week, another person 10 hours a week, whatever the case is. She doesn't have to trek to the snow. She doesn't have to be in an office. She doesn't have to wear a face mask. She gets to stay home with her baby, and she makes 2 times the amount of money that she ever made at her company, and she dictates the hours that she wants to work. She created that power shift before this happened. How many people listening right now that are saving 3 hours and traveling back and forth to work? How many people are taking advantage of that time? They're not treating that 3 hours a day like Saturday. They are learning how to work the stock market while it goes down, and so they buy it on the way up. They are learning how to have nutrition in their body the proper way, working out, becoming a virtual assistant, creating a podcast. So that is what power shift is, being prepared for the next time, because this is going to happen again, whether it's 9/11, the 08 crash, the dot-com bubble crash, or what's going on now. This is going to happen in another way, and 5 or 6 years from now, will you be prepared for it?
If you could talk to yourself when you were about 10 or 11 years old, what would you tell yourself?
I would have told myself, Damon, learn how money works, because whether you're balancing a checkbook at home or whether you're running a corporation, you have to know how money works. And there's an old saying, if you don't know about interest, you'll always pay it. If you know about interest, you'll always earn it. And the people who don't know how dollars work right now and don't have financial intelligence, they're the ones in trouble. I mean, listen, if an average job is $40,000 a year, but if you go to Starbucks or any kind of coffee place and you spend an average of $5 in the morning and $5 in the evening, well, that's $10, right? 10 times 5 days is $50. $50 times 4, that's $200. $200 times 12, which is the cost of the year, is $2,400. You have to pay taxes on that money also. So you would have made about $4,000 before you get down to the money you just spent. That could be potentially 10% of your entire salary, but you don't realize where your money went. So financial intelligence is the most important thing that you have to learn.
Talking to Damon John with the new book, Power Shift. Damon, how did you overcome any fear, if you had it, with putting yourself out there to become the millionaire that you are? I think that that's what's holding back so many people who are listening to the show right now. Yes, it's great that they should try to become entrepreneurs and figure out different ways to make money, but a lot of folks are truly afraid to step out and bet on themselves. How did you take that first bet on Damon?
Well, first of all, I had a loving mother who told me I could do anything. So I'm a little short black boy from Queens who's dyslexic. My father left when I was 10. I never saw him again, and I got left back in school. And I didn't have any money, so if I can do it, anybody can do it. But this book and or what you're asking about, I don't think entrepreneurship is for everybody. Because let me tell you something, there's a lot of people who make a lot of money in my company, and they work for me because they think like an entrepreneur, but I need them because every Batman needs a Robin, and half the time, I go to them because they're my Batman and I'm Robin. Why the hell did I hire them if I don't think they're smarter than me and I depend on them? So I want people listening right now that you don't have to risk everything. You can be the Robin of the Batman, or you can be whoever you want to be in your company and make a lot of money. So first of all, that's what you need to do. But how did I do that? Just like the book is titled, I built influence first. Before I came to anybody, I had to make sure that my name was whatever fit their perspective of value. Then I negotiated what was in the best interest for them, not me, and I would win off of that. And then I dug into those relationships after that for 10, 20 years. One of my partners, I'm 51 years old, one of my partners I've known for 45 years. The other one I've known for 40 years. I've known most of the people in my company at least 25 years because I took them all out of the hood, out of when I worked in Red Lobster, out of high school, because I value these relationships. And that's the most important thing. You know, that old school thinking of just crush everybody, be a hard negotiator, you know, be a baller, that's garbage. That's people lying to you. That's the people who are just, they don't do that, but they're telling you to do that because they think that's fly. And I just learned that that's how you do it in your life. So that's what this book is for. It purely is to either get the remote control away from your significant other or close a large deal with a Mark Cuban, a Damon John, or a Barbara Corcoran.
I tell you, I've been socially distancing and reading the book. So thank you very much for Power Shift.
Thank you so much. And while everybody's home, you know, our fans have made, and I've never seen this done before, they made ABC move Shark Tank back to Friday night at 8 p.m. And I've never seen that before. So our fans are absolutely amazing. And I got to thank them.
Yes, you guys were just in Kansas City not too long ago recruiting for the next season. So Everyone loves Shark Tank. We thank you so much for these gems that you gave to our listening audience for free.
I wish you all the best to see you on Shark Tank, because Kansas City, I think, was the last place that we did an open call for Shark Tank to see who comes on next season. So you guys and girls got a really great shot. I bet Shark Tank next season is going to be all Kansas City because we canceled all other castings around the country.
Thank you, Damon John. We appreciate your time on The Morning Grind.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823, look out for a PM thunderstorm on the way with highs in the upper 70s. Right now, you are cloudy at 64 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Drake is now self-quarantining in his Toronto mansion after Kevin Durant's coronavirus diagnosis.
Damn.
So apparently Drake was hanging out with the Brooklyn Nets star days before he was diagnosed at a spot in West Hollywood called The Nice Guy. So Drake went on his IG story from his home basketball court. Oh, I thought you had it. Life for the next few days, however long.
Take care of yourself, Drake.
Khalees has announced that she's got a new Netflix show.
Yeah, like Khalees.
It's called Cooking with Cannabis.
Really?
On Netflix.
Oh.
She said on a post, anyone that knows me knows how much I love my Netflix. So this is a dream come true. Interestingly, this was one of those things that I didn't go looking for. It kind of came to me. As a chef, I was intrigued by the food, and as an everyday person, I was interested in how powerful this topic is in today's society.
Stay off the weed. I'll watch Khalees cook.
What day you think they launching the show, if you just had to guess?
April 20th.
That's right.
I knew it.
So Tori Spelling, you know who she is. She's the daughter of the man that created Beverly Hills 90210. He's a gazillionaire.
Uh-huh.
She used to be on the show.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about. You do? Blonde hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she posted a picture of her daughter Hattie on Instagram wearing a bandana and some nails that they taped to her fingers. It was Cheetos that they taped, trying to look like she had long nails on.
Mm.
And she captioned the picture, "Days kept inside, we have to get creative. Hattie has become McQuisha in her Cheeto extension nails." So people took exception to that.
As they should.
One Twitter user said, "Of all the things y'all could do for entertainment, this was the only option. Y'all too poor for princess costumes over there.
Mm.
Y'all don't have crayons, Netflix."
Mm.
And then Tori Spelling wrote back, someone else wrote, "Racism takes no days off, even during a pandemic."
Sure don't.
Tori Spelling, "Why do you think this was okay? Let me guess, ignorance and you're so sorry."
All right, don't let this coronavirus get you messed up out here.
So later on, she removed the post and apologized. She said, "I should have thought about how it could have been perceived and misconstrued before I posted. I did not. I'm truly sorry. I posted a story the other day that upset many of you. I'm truly sorry. That was not the intention at all. We watch and adore all old reruns of Martin." She talking about Shanae?
That coronavirus might have got to her. See, and this is why, and you tell me this a lot too, you got to get outside of your bubble, dog. Because if you knew how we were and how we would take these things, us as in African Americans, there's no way you would even think about posting that.
Well, people do stuff automatically. You think it's funny and you go right to the thing. Sometimes you just got to sit and think.
Yeah.
You know, if it's still funny in 2 hours, you could post then. Right. You don't have to just think sometimes like, okay, how could this hurt someone's feelings? How could someone take this and be damaged by it? Am I furthering negative and false narratives about people? I get it. And I like to make jokes more than anybody.
Right.
I got a sick sense of humor.
But there comes a point in time where your mental will go off and tell you, don't do that. That ain't cool.
If I have any pause, I err on the side of caution. Like, nah, forget it.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jazz.
Who's this?
Natty.
All right, let's see what you have.
Can tell you how I feel about you night and day. Love you. Tell you. Girl.
In the time of Corona, girlfriend, we're going to hook you up with a movie to take the time away.
Yeah, thank you.
Tell the Tampa station is live, local, and lit.
Hot 103 Jazz, and don't forget to slam that Z.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.